the AEL and don't take the scholarship!
Roughly 500 people gathered at Arkansas Tech's Heisman Bell Tower on the last day of classes for the spring semester. University spokesman Sam Strasner says that's an anomaly.
The most common thing to happen in this space, to be real honest, is bake sales. That's what this space is typically used for on a day-in, day-out basis.
While most in the crowd appear to be students, the rally has drawn a wide range of people. Off to the side, sitting quietly in a wheelchair, is 96-year-old Beryl Wolfson, exactly 74 years and one day after he took part in the liberation of the Dachau concentration camp.
There'd be somebody talking to you, and you looked at him, and he'd be dead the next time. I mean, he was just starved to death. I mean, the bones, nothing but bones. The worst I've ever seen in my life.
Wolfson made the trip to protest the scholarship named for longtime professor Michael Link. Link taught history at Tech for more than 50 years at the time of his death in 2016. The school announced last December it would create a scholarship fund named for Link and his mother after Link's estate left the school more than $190,000. Rally organizer and Arkansas Tech senior Kalina Smith says though she's always known her school to be inclusive, she's faced backlash in raising awareness about the scholarship's namesake.
We've had a lot of resistance, though. People have been ripping down our flyers, telling us that we're just shooting ourselves in the foot because the administration doesn't care. And we're well aware the administration doesn't care. But what we want is for the students to know.
Some who worked with and studied under him characterize Link as eccentric, a man who wasn't well-liked among colleagues and at times even lived in his car despite drawing a full professor's salary. But the overwhelming majority of protesters view Link as a racist, a man who raised doubts about the Holocaust in his writing and presented neo-Nazi ideology to students as historical fact. Strasner says an internal investigation by Arkansas Tech found nothing to corroborate the claims of Link's anti-Semitism, and that right now, keeping his name on the scholarship is the right thing to do.
Through the investigation that the university has conducted, which has included speaking with individuals who knew Dr. Link and worked with Dr. Link and were students of Dr. Link, a very thorough check into that has been performed, and there's been no evidence that has come forward so far to suggest that Dr. Link taught anti-Semitism in his classes or that he was a Holocaust denier.
Adjunct sociology professor Adam Broyles says despite the internal investigation's conclusion, sources have brought Link's alleged Holocaust denial directly to the school's attention.
The head of the history department, the dean of humanities, and the president of the university have been made woefully aware that not only did Michael Link try to, at the very least, teach Holocaust denial literature in a graduate course, some students say he actually did, but he also wrote anti-Semitic text, and the administration was made aware of this months ago, even before ADL was involved.
The ADL refers to the Anti-Defamation League, an international Jewish advocacy group that wrote a letter condemning Arkansas Tech's decision to keep Link's name on the scholarship. This came after negotiations with the school to remove his name fell through. Quoted in the ADL's letter and in other news articles about the controversy is Sarah Stein, an English professor at Tech. Stein led the charge in investigating Link herself, speaking with fellow faculty members, former students, and researching Link's published works. And though her name is floated more than once, at the protest, she isn't anywhere to be seen.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm Rob.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
A red and white for sale sign features prominently on Sarah Stein's lawn. Stein and her husband, fellow English professor Rob Vork, are staying home on this last day of class. She says Arkansas Tech security recommended that for their own safety.
When I was younger and I was learning about Nazis and studying about them, it was a very abstract thing to me. And I definitely didn't ever think that I myself was going to be the target of Nazis.
Stein and Vork met as prospective doctoral students at Emory University in Atlanta. Both are from the Midwest and both hold PhDs in comparative literature. And it's their academic backgrounds that influence their approach to investigating Michael Link.
We're researchers. So our first thing we do is to go into research mode and go look for, you know, evidence. So we went and started researching this, and what we found through our research was that there was very much quite a bit of evidence to back this up.
So Stein set to work, reading Link's master's thesis, his doctoral dissertation, as well as other self-published works. One focused on American theologian Reinhold Niebuhr, who luminaries like Barack Obama and Martin Luther King Jr. cite as influences. Stein says in analyzing Niebuhr's life, Link made one glaring omission.
One of the things he did was he included an entire history of Nazism in the book because he was talking about how Nazism influenced Niebuhr, supposedly. And he gave an entire history of Nazism without saying the Holocaust happened.
Stein and Vork say Link's work frequently used language used by white supremacists, alluding to Jewish control over banking and the media. Stein went to the dean of the history department with her findings, and she says nothing happened. Then she says she met twice with Arkansas Tech president Robin Bowen, who then went to the school's board of trustees.
They told me this was not an honor, that having the scholarship named after him just happened because of the will, so it's not an honor, which I found to be an absurd argument. It says in the press release that his legacy will live on at Tech because of this, so to me, that's an honor.
But Stein's work got the attention of one of Link's former students. Arkansas white supremacist Billy Roper has been regularly posting Stein's picture on his blog since the controversy unfolded, often calling her various ethnic slurs. He had threatened to attend the protest on campus, but ultimately he didn't show up. Though Link's name will remain on the scholarship for now, Arkansas Tech spokesman Sam Strasner says it's up to students to draw their own conclusions about what's happened.
The hope is that we have instilled enough critical thinking skills in our students that they can discern fact from fiction and decide for themselves what they want to believe in.
Meanwhile, Stein says the isolation she's felt from faculty and administration has been too much. She and her husband have agreed to teach online next academic year and plan on leaving Arkansas.
I think that it's possible that I will be pushed out of my career by the anti-Semitism of my institution and my colleagues. And I will have to find a different path. And what that will be, I do not know, but I know we're going to land on our feet because we'll be together. And right now we're just trying to find somewhere safe for that landing.
Daniel Breen, KYR News.